which means Paul Levesque Riz. Exactly.
The Logan Paul Levesque era is now. Do not
do that to me because I hate Logan Paul with every fiber of my being.
He's the greatest person on X, brah.
Greatest crypto scammer, greatest guy to go to a suicide forest and film it and think it was a good idea, and a very serious alien from Toy Story hat.
Just the, hey, just people, the you gotta you gotta look into your investments. If you don't look into your investments, that's on you, Chief. Also, I do not like how I sound. Hold on. I need to back up. I need to back all the way up.
I just thought you were heated like how I sound defending Logan Paul, which also acceptable as an answer.
No, I love how I sound defending Logan Paul.
Why? He's not a good person at all.
No one's a good person. No one in entertainment is a good person.
I will say, we were talking about that at work, how like I just assume every celebrity is a piece of shit, no matter what now. Except Ryan Reynolds, because he can do no wrong. And I want to be.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me, okay? I need him to be pure.
I want him to be pure too, but at the same time, bruh.
No. Like, Ashton Kutcher failed me. I love him. All right? He just don't. I need this anyway. We played video games. I don't want to talk about everyone sucking yet. Because we do have, it's not even a news story, it's just somebody's hypothetical on Reddit, but this is Ziggy.
Oh, yeah.
As he's been here before. Oh, yeah, Ziggy, feel free to introduce yourself.
It's your boy Ziggy, Ziggy Gamma, Ziggy G, you know what it do, you know what it be. Your JRPG guy, your waifu expert, your pro wrestling dude.
How does one become a random waifu expert?
I spent 10 years in the trenches. I saw the worst of the worst, the best of the best.
Of what, of waifus?
Yes.
Please rank them. Give me top five. I want to know how you rank waifus.
Right now, our current ranking systems is under work right now, but I can give that to you on the next episode. Next episode, come on.
Full waifu tier list. I expect it ready to go. And then
give them something to come back to now.
Is Yukiko on there for Persona 4?
Not yet. A chance.
Fuck you, then. She's great.
She ain't even cracking top 50.
Fuck! There's 50?
There's 500, my guy.
Oh,
it's like somehow, TWI.
Oh, good. Yeah, Dave Meltzer's waifu rankings.
Dave Meltzer of waifus. That's gonna be my new bio.
Can I actually, where's my quote bot? Hold on. Actually, wait, let's see if Cut Labs, clip that. They have a new feature where if you say that, it'll happen.
Will it say it if two people are talking or if there's a lot of sound going on?
It's a lot of AI that I don't understand. I gotta find
out. I figured it would be AI, but the problem I think with that is like if you're the only person on the mic, I would imagine it can do well, but if it's two people or the game audio isn't balanced right.
We're gonna find out. Because that's just what we're going to do. I trust the robots sometimes. If they take over my whole existence, it's fine. I don't need to exist. Like, we're joking at work that maybe, you know, what if robots take over our whole thing? We don't have a job. In the last 2 days, I literally just spent mud and rain. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let the robots have fun. I'll be poor. I don't want to do this anymore.
My dream is...
No.
If we're going extravagant, a one-bedroom apartment with a den.
Okay, calm down. That's all I want. In this economy?
In this economy.
Calm down, dude. The dream
is truly a studio, because I don't need much. I need my computer, a bed, maybe a bookshelf. I just realized I turned away from the mic. This is really... I have not streamed in a long time.
Yeah, it's all right. You get used to it. But I told Tina all the time, if I didn't live with her... I would be totally happy in a studio apartment.
Do you ever see those, like, I think it's a Reddit thread, too, of men's living spaces?
Yeah, all they need is a lawn chair, a TV, and a PS5, probably.
I probably would get a better chair, but other than that, yeah, a TV.
That's it.
PS5, that's it. That's all we need.
Actually, I'm going to start making a fund for myself for a PS5. I think I'd need to start making the moves. It's about time.
Say less, brah.
I do, but I don't know. Like, do I keep my four? There's no point because the four plays five games, right?
Not, I mean, unless you want one of the four games that can't run on the PS5.
Give a shit. And honestly, like, I know,
ironically,
the physical people are gonna kill me. I'll fucking sell the games. I don't fucking care. Like, I'm over discs, man. I really am.
And also, discs erode and decay over time, so there's no guarantee that the discs would work.
Yeah, there's CD keys. Honestly, you know what? I might make some researches on the maybe soon, but the GameStop by me, I went yesterday because I'm making big moves and also the getting a truck finally, because big truck man, big peepees, you know, got to compensate. Like, I'm selling my car to pay off the loan yesterday, and the GameStop by me was closed in the middle of the day, and I was like, oh, it's happening, I think. So that sucks. I don't want people to lose their jobs, because the people that work in that one are nice, but every time I go into GameStop, there's nothing in there. Like, it's kind of sad to see, in a way. Like, where am I going to sell my fucking PS4 now? What do?
eBay.
I hate eBay, actually, so I don't know. Actually, I can sell
but it to here's the thing. Store.
Yeah. That's an idea.
Yeah. I was going to say, that everyone's like, but you're going to sell your old games. I'm like, first off, you go to GameStop, you're getting like 5 cents a game. Is that really worth it? You're spending more money getting over there than you do actually getting a return.
But it's on the way to jiu-jitsu, so I'm fine.
For you, yeah. For most people, like, their GameStops are nothing words. They're not around anything else.
No.
Two, if you say, like, oh, we're going to do on eBay, how much are you really going to invest in, like, shipping the games out, packaging them, dealing with the hassle?
It's a pain in the butt. Like, I could have. Oh, my God. That I just quick looked up what you can get a PS4 trade-in value at GameStop. And Ziggy can see the price, but I just want to.
Hold on.
Just a quick guess.
Hold on. I can't see it right now, so I'm going to guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Guess what a PS4, I will say 500 gigabyte. I have the basic Slim? One in there. No, I have the normal PS4.
Okay, the Fat Boy, $89.
No. Vel, I will say, Vel's too low.
Ay, caramba!
Vel's too low, you're too high. But, like, 55, or no, I want store credit to get a PS4, fucking $60.
Bucks for the first gen. I mean, how much is the Slim?
I don't know. Well, do they? No, there's no Slim. It's just a Pro, I think.
That's right. That's...
I don't think there was a Slim PS. Was there a Slim PS4?
I'll legit go into my closet and get my Slim right now.
Oh, there was a Slim. Yeah, let me see it again. I forgot. No, I want to see what it looks like. Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. I mean, Vel's right. You should go there when there's a 50% trading credit. But, like, Jesus, $60. I mean, I guess we're 4 years in to the PS5 era. So, like, maybe that's accurate. But, damn, I got to start saving up for a PS5. I got to start making moves, guys. So, maybe I can check with all the games I ever worth, too. But that sucks. I was doing it as, like, let's take a little trip to see what the GameStop has, but I guess that's not going to happen. Ziggy is going to get his PS5 Slim, or PS4 Slim, because I forgot what it looks like, audio people. Vel says, bruh, $6 for a last-generation console, that's 5-ish years from being current, seems fine. It does, but, like, I just wasn't ready to see the number. I was like, maybe 100. Like, in store credit, maybe, but I wonder what my local retro game shop will give me for it. How much for a Virtual Boy? Also, GameStop?
I can hear you the entire time.
I know you could.
Or you could. What was I going to say? No, I could. Yeah. I can hear you the whole time. And ironically, I almost didn't find it.
Oh, that is funny.
I found the PS1. I found the PS2 Slim. I found the PS3 Slim. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have it as a monitor stand. For a monitor I'm not using. That's what I use my PS4 Slim for now.
Sorry for that. That does look different. Yeah, I kind of like that actually.
Yeah, I used it for Mondescent for the past 7 years.
Well,
It's a
maybe.
paperweight.
I wonder if. Do I sell them at Ouya? I wonder if they'll take my Ouya.
No, all the games taken. Oh yeah, you have to pay them for the oh yeah.
That was. I didn't hate that thing, but that controller might have been the worst thing I've ever felt in my life. I don't know if you've ever felt it. But if we
No.
all combine our PS4s, we may have a PS5. I'm in. I have duct tape.
What was I gonna say? One. Awesome, I thought. I understand why it's so low because we're almost on the PS6 now.
Yeah, which it's like, do I wait at this point? Like,
I
I'm
don't know
getting a
because it's
six.
gonna be hard as hell to get a PS6.
True. By the way, this is an Ouya controller if you've never seen one with the
Oh yeah, I was gonna
world's.
say, I knew the Ouya wasn't gonna do well. It's kind of like I kind of have a prediction for some of these things.
I had hope because, like, I was like, oh, a console solely for indie games. That sounds
I gotta
great.
move.
I'm a stupid idiot, and why didn't I just
A
play indie
boy.
games on the other consoles? Idiot.
Yeah, I mean, like my friends come to me now because I'm ever since middle school, I told them don't get a PS3 for Kingdom Hearts 3 because that's not
You
gonna
know,
happen.
well, it did happen, to be
I
fair.
mean, it's not it didn't go on the PS3 though.
No.
I told them don't get a PS
Well,
Vita.
oh yeah, it didn't. Yeah, okay.
Don't get the GameStop credit card,
Oh, no,
which
absolutely not. Just don't do that in general.
we were like 15 at the time, and someone signed him up for that.
That's
And his mom
stupid.
was not happy.
Does somebody want to be the guinea pig and get the Ouya Switch controller and let me know how it works?
That doesn't even look comfortable at all.
It's not, I promise. The greatest part about the Ouya was using a PS3 controller. Like, cool. Wow, I'm kind of like, I'm not shocked, but I'm disappointed at the trade-in price of a PS4. So, actually, you know what? You know what? Just for fun, what do you think they're selling a used PS4 for?
A used PS4, how much they're selling it for?
At GameStop, yes.
127.
169, nice.
I should have, I knew I was like, I should go higher, but I'm like, nah.
Used R-Zone, they give you money if they have an R-Zone. Speaking of 69,
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not a Pokemon Go player, but I like that their next community day is on 420, and the Pokemon is Bellsprout, which is a grass type, and he's number 69. Nice. They knew what they were doing.
They
They
always know
absolutely.
what they're doing.
I bet they do. All right, so games I played. There, I
Yeah,
guess
that's
we
why
should
we're here.
probably yeah, we should probably get into that. I'll do short things first. There's a new RoboQuest weapon update Monday, and I can't wait. So as much as I want to stream that, I should work on the game I'm actually working on. But everyone play RoboQuest. Thanks. Okay, this one I played for, I want to
Yeah, you
literally
should.
say 5 minutes. And I was over it. Have you ever heard of Pillars of Eternity?
Yes.
Okay, I tried it because I get it mixed up with oh God, hiccups. Path of Exile. And I was like, maybe I'll try because this is not the free to play one. And I kind of already knew I was going to hate it once I saw this character creator screen. I don't know why. Something about it just gave me like this should be on PC kind of game. So I played it, and then this was the first area I see. I'm like, oh yeah, this should be on PC. And I was playing it via Xbox Game Pass, and I was just there's just so many menus, and I'm just it's one thing that I think I'm really starting to hate in life is menus in games. Like, I don't know, man. This was not
I'm
I
getting
thought
that too.
I wanted a Diablo style game, but like which has a lot of menus, but I don't know. So I played 5 seconds of Pillars of Eternity, and I was like, no, nah, I'm good. It just kind of seems like this game is meant for mouse.
The
So,
Saint Itchy.
no, it wasn't it. Why not
Yeah,
play Diablo? Because I don't know. I forgot it was on Game Pass, and I'm gonna do that. Or Butt Tablo, which also great game. Thank you, Vel, for the suggestion and Butt Spot. Okay, another Crusade. This is one I was working on. If you'd seen to me stream it, congratulations. Also, why are you watching me? That sounds terrible. Do something else with your time. But Kevin, yeah, thank you,
this is the best
Search.
of time. until Shell starts streaming.
We're working on it. And by we, I mean her. I'm not involved in this. But I was playing this game called Another Crusade, which if you've played Mario RPG... Who recorded this on a potato? What is this?
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, that was terrible. I talked about it with Aaron last week. So if you like Super Mario RPG, the gameplay of this is Super Mario RPG, like almost in a ripped off sense. The problem is,
it feels like now people got pissed off about Power World and how Nintendo should sue.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a better case with this.
Probably. The UI to that is literally that. And I will say this, the gameplay is fun. I like the mechanics. Everything about it is good, except the navigation is absolutely horrible. It sucks. There's no map in anywhere you go. And I was like, oh, just look it up. No, like, one person has played this game, apparently, and he's got a YouTube Let's Play that has no commentary. So I just got to hope he goes the right way. That's fine. It's just, I just want to know where to go. So, but the problem is, on top of that, like, the game is also hard. So you die and you go back to a checkpoint after you just beat your head against the wall trying to figure out where to go. And then, like, I was just getting so frustrated. I'm like, I am willing to come back to this game one day if I can get a guide and I will replay it. But
there's no game facts?
No. There's nothing. So, like, I get so stuck and lost, and I'm like, I forget where I go, and I'm like, once I found the way, I, like, if I die, I have to go back. I'm like, this game is so fun, but, like, I don't know where to go, and I'm just tired of beating my head against the wall. Like, I was in, like, this underground mine where random objects are switches to continue, and then I died, and then I forgot what weapons were the items were the switches, and I was like, dude, I just can't right now. Like, I don't know. I like this game, but, like, I'm willing to change how I feel about it if I get a guide to help me. It's a good game, I promise. Just, it needs a map. Games should have maps, especially when they have, like, areas to explore. If it's a linear game, obviously, no. But
it's not 1982 anymore. We need maps.
Yeah, 1982, when people were like, yo, this gameplay be fire for Metroid, and they had grid paper, and they were trying to figure out where to go. This gameplay's but sick.
From a past standby aspect of it, like, because I watched you play it,
mm-hmm.
I could tell, like, you wanted to love this game so much.
I do.
But, like, it just got so confusing. Yeah. And, like, I'm trying to help. Like, maybe I could figure this out. Like, but no, I got nothing. Like, this is just really unfortunate.
Gameplay's real good. Gameplay is phenomenal. I think people would like it if they have more patience, mate. But you know me, I don't. So
just use a graph paper, bro.
I should use a graph paper. And the one thing, so I dropped that and started playing something else, which is interesting because if you've been around for a bit, I played Psychonauts 1. I don't think I streamed it, but I like Psychonauts 1, but I will say the story is batshit insane. And then, like, towards the end of the game, I felt like it just kind of overstayed its welcome just a wee bit. So I like the game, but I wasn't, like, the life-changing, underrated gem experience everyone, like, said it was to me. But it's good. So I wasn't, like, thrilled to try Psychonauts 2, but I was like, you know what? It's time. Let me try it, right? And I gotta say, the gameplay in this one looks better. Everyone still looks like they're suffering from a pollen allergy in this game. Don't know why.
Yeah.
Art style freaks me out. Don't love it that way, but the gameplay is much, much better. And I did go back and be like, okay, that story was weird. Let me look up the story of one. Oh, this boss fight, I have something to say about two. The story of one, just to remind myself what happened. As Simon Miller says, stuff just happens. Like, this game is about going into people's minds and learning how they work, and, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. So I was like, okay, that didn't help. I tried following the story of two, gave up on that immediately. This game is just going to people's minds, like, this guy likes food, So it's all food themed. But then he's also got a crush on this lady, so like she's involved. And also he hates earwax, so there's earwax on the floor. It's just
he just like me for real.
It's just I guess it maybe you relate to him, but like seems wild. And the thing is, it's one of those games where people talk about like, oh, it talks about like mental health in a way and people struggled and that. I'm like, I didn't get anything from that in earwax, man. I don't know. Like maybe I just didn't do well in like literature class.
The earwax is a metaphor.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Miss. I was gonna say my English teacher's name. Shout out to, you know what? Shout out to Miss Fueta, wherever you are. I had a crush on you. But anyway, she got engaged. That's the last thing I knew about her when I was like 10 years ago. So she's probably doing well. Anyway, I will say, I'm enjoying this game, but this one boss fight made me angry. So this whole area, you're going around getting ingredients. Tell me if you find the metaphor. You're getting cooking ingredients, right? To chop them up. And the ingredients are the audience members in this game show. So you pull an audience member out who might be an egg. You're throwing him in a pot, murdering him on the spot, which he's all for some reason. And then you're picking up an onion from the audience, chopping him up, again, murdering, putting him in this, like, food dish to feed to a judge. And you have to do it in a time limit for reasons. And then after you do all this, which took me way too long, where's my mouse? There it is. Then you get to this boss fight, right? And the boss fight is all the ingredients that you didn't use. And your person you're helping is making a dish that you then use to throw at the three-headed boss thing here. And, like, it wasn't a hard boss fight, but it's one of those boss fights where you can't do anything until the opening is there. So, like, it just took forever. Those. Right. So, like, and then John was watching. I died right at the end, so I had to do the whole boss fight again. And it's, again, I can't just attack him. It's just you had to sit and wait for the ingredients to show up. Like, he needs a strawberry right now. So then you gotta wait for him to puke, get a strawberry, throw it in the side thing so the guy can make a dish, which will then in turn be used to throw at the boss. It was.
You want the metaphor?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me.
All right. The metaphor is that the ingredients are the people we have in our lives that we each take a little bit from because we are parts of the people who we surround ourselves with.
Yeah.
And like all those ingredients that we get make up the dish, which is ourselves, our internal mindset, okay?
Okay.
And those dishes that, like, you didn't get that you're fighting against, those are the flaws. Like, those are the things that you wish you could improve on or the things that you aren't exactly great at. Okay. And you're fighting that conflict while also having to maintain the ingredients that you do have, the pieces of yourself that you do have. And the judge is your own self-awareness of how you want and how yourself to be and how we judge ourselves. The time limit is how, like, we only have so much time on this earth, bro.
Yeah, man. This fucking game's weird. You probably made more sense on the spot than this whole fucking game. Like, that's the thing. When I played Celeste, I know that game has, like, a deep meaning about, like, depression, whatever, and mental health stuff. I just saw it as cool platforming game. Maybe I'm just a surface level person. And like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking get it. It's a good game to play. I'm just not seeing that deep rooted message yet, but the game's fucking weird.
As John said, what up John said, this whole game looks like earwax. And I agree. That's why I have not touched a single Psychonauts game. Cause it just looks ugly as hell.
Well, they look ugly. And people say graphics don't matter. I disagree to a point. Because graphics matter because it's the first thing people see. So, it does matter.
100% against that because I'm all for graphics. And like, we all want different things from our games. I'm a graphics guy. If your game looks like trash or looks like pixels, I'm probably not going to get it. Mm-hmm. But if it has like an interesting art style, like let's say Battle Chef Brigade, mm-hmm. one of my favorite games of all time. That's an indie game. It's not the most high depth or graphical one. It's like, it's not GTA,
right?
But it has an art style that can get you. And if you can have a nice art style, that's great. But if you look like pixels or it's just not art style I vibe with, I ain't with it, chief.
It's you know what, not to use women as objects, but damn it, your objects right now. It's like, listen, you can see a pretty lady, But flip if cut. She sucks, she you don't want to be around her, right? Like, you can see a very pretty game, but if the gameplay sucks, like, I don't want to play it. You know? It's that kind of thing. I said what I said, and I'm standing by it, okay?
No, I'm also going to be digging myself a hole in this as well, because as my own personal life, I'm like, dang, it's just like video games where I just go after what's most pleasing to the eye.
You have to start somewhere. I can't see your gameplay and personality from across the room. Well, maybe I can see gameplay. This doesn't totally work, but you get my point. I can't feel the gameplay, but yeah,
it's not about consent.
I guess, yeah. I don't know where we are in this metaphor anymore. Anyway, last game I played, because I'm obsessed with
consent is important. Consent is the most important thing.
Consent is important, people. It's
all about the game.
I lost the game. 2K24, still just messing around with this. I will say I've dropped universe mode, because, like, you kind of just see the same, like, cutscenes copy-pasted with different people in them after a while. So I was like, all right, this is boring now. I do still have to do showcase in the other My Rise, which I will eventually, but I'm just kind of having fun making stupid matches in exhibition at this point, just like randomly picking what the stipulation is. What did I do last night? I did the New Day and Cedric Alexander versus like DIY Undertaker and like
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember. But dude, it's just fun to do dumb shit in this game. I love it. And I've bumped the difficulty up to hard, because I've learned that once I get the timing on reversals, like, I'm pretty fucking good at this game. And I know the animations.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to bump it up to extreme, because I'm just super cool. This game's just
Are you messing with the fun. Sliders?
I could, but why? I want to feel like I'm good at this game.
That's true. I some people like post like realistic sliders to make like its own difficulty level.
Yeah, I mean, I like that there's that level of customization. Also, I just noticed this graphical thing. What's this like curve going through Triple H's like lat right now?
His rib cage, where they put the
pacemaker.
I'm not gonna make that joke. Yeah, it's a defibrillator.
Oh, whatever it is. Listen, keep it in there. That's how we lost Bray. Okay.
Yeah. It was like, I think in this interview where he talked about it, he was like, the doctor's like, if that thing never goes off and you come back to us in 10 years and say, this was a piece of junk, why did I waste my time? Great.
Yeah.
But if that thing does, well, if we didn't put it in there and you have a heart attack or a stroke.
Yeah.
And we could have saved you. It's like, oh, damn.
Worth it. Shout out to WrestleMania 25 sign, because 25th anniversary, that's not how that works. Love that still forever. Fucking Vince, dumbass. But yeah, no, this game's great. I got nothing much to say on it other than I've been messing with it. So that's what I played. So Ziggy, if you'd like to say what you've been playing.
Yeah. I've also been playing W2K24, and I've been going with the slice. I'm trying to get into universe mode, but as like Kev said, it's not as fleshed out. Like, because 2K, they want this to be their mark on this franchise, because everyone has had their thing, like create them custom moves or create a finisher. Yeah, I think I just said the same thing, but you get my point.
Yeah,
like they want universe mode to be the thing. That's kind of why they did not put in a my GM mode for so long, because it's like, no, universe mode is our my GM. But it's like, after, was it 20 or 21?
I wasn't watching then, so I can tell you. Oh, 20 was 20. The buggy mess. Yeah,
the buggy mess that was 20. They were like, we took a year off, which it's a yearly sports game. They never take a year off. And they went back to drawing board and like, we put in my GM and worked on this after we lost Jukes, because everyone was like, we were trying to like figure who is the worst in this partnership, Jukes or 2K. We found out with AEW Fight Forever, both of them suck.
Yeah, I want that game to be so good. I really do.
Yeah,
AEW Fight Forever, man. It pains me, because like when they announced Stadium Stampede, I was like, yo, wrestling Fortnite, I'm in. And then nobody fucking cared. And it makes me so sad.
Because they already, you gotta hit people instantly. day one, because there's so many things. It's like wrestling isn't fighting against other wrestling. Wrestling is fighting against TikTok. It's fighting against Instagram. It's fighting against Reels.
Yeah.
Like, there's wrestling audience. It's not. Yeah, that's true. But, like, the audience attention span for everything is so divided because of so much content, which in some ways is great because you have something for each and every person. In other ways, you gotta have to find a way to draw people in. That's why we have Battle Pass. That's why Pokemon doesn't make games that difficult, because it's like a kid is gonna just hop on their phones if they can't get past the first gym.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least something said to be about like audience retention, but in a way, I think because there's so many different lanes of opportunity for entertainment, and I guess I'm guilty of this too. So I've grown up and seen it, the transition. Like, if something's annoying me, like, why am I going to waste my time kind of thing? Like, you know, there's other stuff to do. I don't have to torture myself with this. Meanwhile, back in the day, I had a Game Boy into one game. I was like, well, I better figure this out. But, like, I'm getting older, and maybe it's just been a smooth transition. We're like, I'm getting older, I got other shit to do, so if you're going to make my life inconvenient, I'm out, you know?
I got priorities. Also, I'm going to ruin this transition I could have had by saying, by making my final thoughts on 2K24.
Yeah, go ahead.
2K25, put in create a story. Can you imagine now if we had create a story?
You can just download stuff.
So for those who don't know, create a story was a system in which you could use characters, backstage scenes, like have a, I think you could go up a full year of WrestleMania that you could create. And it was so fleshed out. Like, of course, there's no voice acting, but you could just read the things. And like, at that point, I don't care. I'll just read it. I think people actually got keyboards and typed scripts up. And it was so good. And like, but the problem that I think was the time where it was like, and it was still in that kind of weird stages where like you could download stuff, but you don't really have that connection. I think create a story could work. And I don't think you have to do that much to it, because universe mode, as much as I want to like it, I don't get the story half the time. Like, Kev, you talked about how it's a repeat. I don't even get repeats. I just get matches and nothing ever happens. I don't get into any story. Because it's a buggy mess.
It's just, I don't know. Aaron described it as Minecraft for wrestling. So, like, maybe if I sat and made up my own, like, e-fed, I would have more fun with it. I just don't have time.
I don't have time. And speaking of things, thankfully, we segue back to what I want to talk about, Pokemon Unite.
Yeah, let's do it. Let me do it. Let me get the
game. Okay.
You can keep speaking.
You talked about how, like, I don't have time anymore. It's just not it anymore. And build, I feel like I'm getting older, I'm also feeling that. Like, I don't, like, because you Pokemon Unite, that's a thing where, like, the player base, they think they're good, better than they are, or they're just horrible. Like, you have some people who are, like, in the labs, teching everything, getting down to precise limits. You have people who have never seen a single YouTube video about this game.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's so easy to get to Masters, which is the highest rank of this game, you have people who are using, like, you're not going to send this reference, but, like, you're running a Garchomp, who's a physical attacker, and you see someone and they have all special attack items and Rocky Helmet and Leftovers, which is known as the two worst items you could ever have in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in your 1400 game.
Oh, so you mean like they're just using the wrong items on the wrong Pokemon kind of thing?
Wrong items, wrong Pokemon. They don't rotate down to bottom objective on the map. Mm-hmm. And here's something that I'm trying to think how I wanted to break into this. People are very determined to stay in their lanes. You see like three, top lane, bottom lane, jungle.
Yep.
This is what I used to do when I played Unite. I would go to top lane no matter what. I refused to leave the top lane and just push the people down so they would go to bottom, because I know I'm going to rotate at the 7-minute mark to the objective that matters.
That probably means something to me if I played.
Yeah. If like, because at 7-minute mark, and like you see high tier esports Everyone's at that bottom objective. Everyone's right here where Cinderace is at.
Mm-hmm.
Most yeah. people in like your random games, they're just not going to pay attention. Not going to do things that you should expect out of a master game.
Right.
And that's kind of what... Go ahead.
I don't know. Like, this is one of those games where it's so competitive. I'm like, I don't even know how I can get into it at this point.
You know what the best part is, Kev?
Yeah.
This isn't competitive at all. This is like...
Fuck!
This is Fisher Price's baby's first MOBA.
Yeah, but people seem to take it very seriously. That's the problem.
People do, and I love it because it's like, okay, you could say you're great at Pokemon Unite. Try to hop on League. Try on anything where this actually matters.
No, I will not. I've told the story a million times. I'm not getting into a MOBA because it turns people into monsters.
It does. Kev, you saw me when I played this game. I was a monster.
You were the least monster I've seen. One of my best friends shit-talked me for my first game of League because I wasn't doing the right thing.
That's why I didn't want to play Overwatch with you at a certain time. I was a monster
when Overwatch I played Overwatch. Overwatch is fine. Like, I just, like,
and,
like, I don't
like
know.
Like, internally in my head, like, I'm thinking all these call-outs and, like, you're not doing this right, you're not doing this right. But at the same time, I think it helps that I'm playing with you because I'm like, you know what? We're not going pros. It's fine. No. Like,
I don't want to be pro in any game.
I want to be pro in every game I play, so that's...
Yeah, see, that's where the difference. I'm just here to have fun. I want to be pro at one thing. Make mac and cheese. This is my life goal, and that's all I need.
I got some recipes for you, Chief. Anyway.
Yeah, brother.
I
haven't played Fortnite enough to be pro.
Hmm?
I haven't even played, like, Fortnite enough to be pro. I should pop on that, but, like... If I keep playing Fortnite, I'll never beat the games I want to beat. It's a problem.
That's the thing. To bring back to my point of why I dropped Unite, like, it was a suffering. Because, like, you have, like, I think a 60-day, 70-day season to get your 1600 sticker, which is the highest reward you can get. And, like, I would be grinding. I would get home and spend 6 hours on the game every day for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. To try and get the 1600 sticker, and I probably get it like 2 days before the season's over. And you know what I felt after I got that sticker?
My mic was picking up random noises. Sorry, I fixed it, I think. But yes, what did you get after that sticker?
Felt, oh, thank goodness, I don't have to play this game anymore.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
And I did that for like 4 seasons, and eventually, as Unite, like the devs didn't improve the game. Like, they added draft mode, which I didn't get to experience because that's when I quit, because there's so many problems with this game. But I'm like, I still read the patch notes
just for fun,
and like I still mod for people who play this game, and sometimes I think about it, but then I see tweets. Someone tweeted, thank goodness I have such relief that I hit 1600. And you shouldn't feel relief over a game. You should feel reward, accomplishment for hitting that. You shouldn't feel, oh, thank goodness I don't have to play this game no more.
One counterpoint to that. So recently there was I play RoboQuest for fun and I just love it. If I win a run, I lose a run, whatever. But like when I was trying to beat that game on my own for the first time, cause the first time I beat it, I got carried. It won't lie. But like I beat on my own. I was like, finally, I am free from this. I could take a break. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, I want to do that again. Like that's how a game should make you feel, you know?
Yeah. But, like, right. Unite doesn't have that. Like, I want to go back in. Like, it's just... Oh, dang, this is really early footage. Anyway.
I don't know. I just pulled up a gameplay video.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's going to show the same point regardless because the map visually changed, but it's the same things pretty much.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? But, yeah, that's why it's like, I thought I could maybe come back to Unite after I saw the new patch notes, but after seeing, like... Am I still going to have that same feeling? Do they change anything, honestly? They haven't. It's the same thing. And as someone in Unite who play, a friend of mine who I mod for, who plays Unite, made a video about this. And she said, Unite isn't going to change. They make enough too much money to change anything. And as long as they're making money, this is what it's going to be. If you want to get off, now's time to get off.
Who makes Unite? Game Freak? Does Game Freak make Unite?
It's Timmy. Timmy Studios makes Unite, which is a Chinese dev studio. And you, but Pokemon's owned by Game Freak. That's probably why.
Gotcha. I know they made it, because say like Game Freak did the same thing where, why change it? We're making money. Why fix exactly. Sword and Shield? Like they're gonna, those stupid idiots will buy anything. Hello, Squid.
I know. Like, if Timmy Studios sounds familiar to you, they make Call of Duty Mobile. In Arena
they don't Valley. Sound they don't sound familiar to me, because I thought Tencent made Call of Duty Mobile. So not sure on that, but whatever. Good for Timmy. I don't know. I'll see you when you get back on Pokemon Unite in about 3 weeks.
I won't. I'm like, I made, because here's my thing. This is my relapse period. I said if I can make it a full season. Because my whole thing is I need to get the master streak. I need to keep my master streak alive. I need to get my 1600 sticker every season. And I have not, the season started for, I think we're on 20 now. I don't know. But the point is, I have not picked up that game. I'm not going to get that sticker. Unless I re-download that game right now and played nonstop for 3 days, which I don't even think is possible.
Right.
I'm not getting that sticker. I'm not getting my master. And I'm like, I think that's gonna be what it's gonna take for me. Like, it's gone now. My streak is over.
I hate how every trainer has the same face, except that one lady trainer.
It's yeah. I hate but it. Hey, I'm gonna make a Unite tangent real quick.
Just go. This is a platform for you too.
Okay, so you said same trainer, same faces. There was there's a Chinese beta because. They want to get the money from China in mobile games and all that.
Of course.
And this leaked footage came out about that, and it looks completely different. Mm-hmm. Like it's a, there's an overworld. You can walk around. You can see other people in there. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be what Unite's going to be like. As soon as that Chinese beta, like, they're going to combine everything. I'm like, and I love the optimism from the Unite community.
Mm-hmm.
But so many Unite YouTubers are using Copium so hard, because here's the thing. It's not out of the ordinary for there to be a game and there's two versions, one for the international, and because China's laws and restrictions are so strict, it's just China. That it's only played in China. That's all China has.
Right.
And people are like, no, man, it's going to come. Like, we're going to get all this stuff. I'm like, Unite can barely run now. It's like, it's a still image with like maybe one pixel moving and it's crashing constantly. You think we're going to have that internationally?
Is it crashing only on Switch? Because it plays on mobile.
It crashes everywhere.
Oh, okay.
It crashes everywhere. Well, not PC though. Unless you have BlueStacks, which is pretty much just mobile, but you.
Yeah. Emulator thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild that you could just play mobile games with a goddamn mouse and keyboard? How is that fair? And, like, it works?
It's not. I played Call of Duty Mobile once with mouse and keyboard. I was wrecking shop on everyone.
That seems so wild. Like, there's just zero, like, okay, this guy's playing. That's it, guys. That we don't have to check any further. Like, very incredible that that happens. But
speaking of incredible things that happen, because I'm done with my Unite tangent.
Yes.
Sona 3 Reloaded.
Ooh,
I've been getting into that, getting more into that, because the only game I've Persona game I've played is Persona 5. I've got the platinum on that 3 times.
That's too many. That game is very long. Play something else.
I got the platinum for Persona 5. Got the platinum for Persona 5 Royale. I got the platinum for Persona 5 in Japanese. Nope. Yeah.
Play something else. No. There's so many other games. How many hours could that take you?
I should do the math, honestly, but does other games have Tycoon, the card game that I can play?
I don't even remember that. Is that in 3?
That was in Royal. Persona 5 Royale.
Nope.
You had a base that you could customize, and you could play Tycoon, and I love Tycoon so much.
You won't catch me doing that. I don't got time for that shit. You know, I'm sorry. I slept like that's shit. Fair. I want to play Persona 3.
I'm getting into it. Like, I'm also obviously modding. So if I ever stream it again, I'm just going to have to put the mod tag on it, because I don't have time anymore. I'm an old grizzled vet. I say to the man who has gray hairs, and I barely get in peach fuzz.
It's only here. That's it. And it's weird. Like, my foreman has, like, a gray patch in the middle of his beard, and I got these. I'm like, oh, we just got to combine them. We should just kiss right now. No, I'm just joking.
It's the fusion dance.
Yeah! That'd be it. Yeah, Persona 3 was one I was looking at, too. But, like, I am just very intimidated by long RPGs at this moment in time.
Fair. Like, I never, like, I remember growing up, I was like, I'll never change. I'll always be playing RPGs. And I would have even more time because I don't have homework to do.
That's where you're wrong, Bucko.
Yeah, because I have other games to play. Yeah. I used to have one game, and that's all I had. And now I have too many games to choose from.
Yeah,
and I got paid today, so that means I can buy even more games.
Dude, it's just, it's too much. Like, I want to play Persona 3. I'm just looking at it. I'm like...
And that's why I modded my game so that I have unlimited money.
Yeah.
And I have all my stats because I don't want to. I'm only going to play this one time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying to play it through multiple times. So I modded it so I don't have to spend time just doing activities over and over again. And honestly, I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it. I'm getting back to it now.
Right.
I don't have any problems, but I think it's some difficulties changing because in Persona 5,
mm-hmm.
like, you had a hard limit. It stops you hard and tells you you can only, you got to get out. There's nothing you can do here.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then it would tell you, hey, you can go back into the palaces. When mm-hmm. Persona 3 Reloaded, you kind of just have to, like, they might give you a hint. They kind of have to guess, but, like, because I still do my, do, like, one day, I'm running through all of it. Mm-hmm. And, like, eventually, I'm kind of checking my watch. Like, what are we doing here? Like, can I go back now?
Yeah. I liked that hard cutoff in 5. Because it kind of helped me do what I had to do. Like, in 4, I got stuck a lot. Where I'd be like, I don't know that I can't go anymore. But... I mean, the game that massive, I'm taking any guide that I can at that point.
Yeah. Like, I looked up how many levels are in Tartarus.
What is that teacher like, wearing?
He is very obsessed with the samurai era of Japan, the Jomon period. Okay. And, like, he's probably the worst and also the best teacher, because he's the worst in the sense that I don't care about any of this other stuff. Can we just talk about samurais? But I guess I have to teach you this, because the school district requires me. And then, like, this happened, but the samurais, that's the key thing. When we get the samurais, y'all gonna love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like people can talk about Endgame.
I mean, listen, it's one of the many things that got me out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where I just wanted to hear people shut up about it, finally.
Yeah. But
whatever. I want to play Persona 3. It's just it's the longness and the visual novelness of it. Like, I got through 5, but 5 was more action-oriented, to be fair. I don't know. Something about 3 is making me hold back.
It's more like reading, which is not something I should be doing because I usually play it at night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe. I'm like half paying attention most of the time.
Get some battle footage. You know what's amazing? I've been scrolling through this whole time. I haven't seen one battle yet. Here we are, finally.
Finally. Someone throw a punch. Someone shoot a gun at themselves.
I do like the way they summon their personas in this, but like, I don't know. It's intimidating at this point in time in my life. So maybe I'll play it. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
It'd be what it'd be. But speaking of things that'd be what it be, what it do, what it do. MLB The Show. I've been playing that.
You and Aaron. You and Aaron with your sports ball. And I did like to be say again, I am validated. The loop is completed. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago where I say the sports game cycle, everyone comes out, they love it, it's the greatest sports game, they fix on the improvements, and then 2 weeks later, they broke the fucking game. And
they did break the fucking game. And
it happens every year. And Aaron said it won't happen this year, and I'm also not interested in buying it. And the fucking both those things happened.
He's playing 24. I'm playing 23. It's still broken.
What the fuck did I put in? Oh, I put 24 up on screen. Sorry. It probably looks
no,
the same.
No, keep playing. Yeah, it's the same exact thing. But, okay. Yeah, 20. I'm playing 23 because I'm going to wait to see what they do with 24.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't even play Diamond Dynasty. I don't play March to October, which I will always say is one of the best names for season mode.
It's pretty straight to the point.
Yeah, because I'm like, like the March to October, like you're physically March, but also because season starts.
Oh,
March,
fuck. I mean, I was only thinking of the months. That makes sense. Damn it.
But okay. Like, we're marching to October. We Romans, we gladiators on this.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, acknowledge your baseball chief, I guess.
I guess. But because everyone says, like, this, I'm a pitcher. I love pitching. Because there's, it's all mind games with this, with pitching to me.
Right.
And for me, I've been trying to use different pitching styles. Like right now, it's showing meter pitching, which is what I try and use sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When I just kind of want to turn my brain off. Or if I just play classic where you just hit the button and let the computer do everything.
Yeah.
But most people, they play pinpoint pitching, which is very involved, very much like, because when you're pitching nine innings as a starting pitcher, it gets tiring, it gets boring. And like, you kind of just zone out half the time. And that's right. When you get hit, a grand slam hit on you. So I
just
like,
just throw it away.
Yeah, I'm like, that's usually when I just quit the game. I rage quit the game. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll come back to this.
Yeah,
I can't come back from this, from getting grand slammed.
You could, but you won't.
If I was a two way, I probably could, but even then, phrasing pinpoint. Yeah. I bring pinpoint up because they broke pinpoint pitching in 2030, mm-hmm. And I look at like, hey, did they ever fix pinpoint? And like, no one ever comes back to say they fixed it,
right?
And they definitely didn't, because like, I can hit a full perfect. And like, let's say I'll show, because we're looking at the same screen. The when the it's like the bottom of the box I'm aiming for, I'll hit a damn near perfect, and it goes all the way to the top. And I'm like, how? Why? What it's is broken. This?
The
it's broken.
Broke. You know what? I will say, I don't think 2K minus 20. For WWE as broken any year randomly. It's like the one sports game whenever people been like, oh, Cody's broken this year or something. Like they just patched it and Drew's future shock. Well, you can't break Drew. He's beautiful and perfect in every way. So, but big, I don't know, somebody else.
Beast. But yeah, that's my love and hate relationship with MLB The Show. MLB The Show has placed Pokemon Unite with me because I keep trying, but like it's broken. Mm-hmm. None of this works. I'm glad in by 24.
Well, and will you though?
No, I'm not. I thought I was going to. Yeah. I'm like, because I'm like, I know I'm gonna get flack for this.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite sports games was the FIFA games.
Yeah.
During the time period where they had like it was a 3-game series, and they had the story. I need to look up what the frick the story was called.
In FIFA,
Alex Hunter was the main protagonist. Like, you didn't name your character. It was Alex Hunter,
mm-hmm.
who the journey. I was like, I was where you start, like, game one, you start as, like, this rookie trying to get in. Game two, you're getting a little bit more fame. You're trying to get to the national team. Game three, you're on the national team. And, like, you, there's also, it's like, side story, like, you find out that it turns out your father had not another family, but, like, another child, and she's trying to get into sports too, and she's trying to go to the nationals team. Right. And it kept me motivated, because like that's something that I agree with when most sports people say, like, it's the same thing. I agree, but the journey, it felt like there was like, I'm doing this for a reason.
Uh-huh.
God, like it's caffeine. To prove the asshole in my club who screwed me out of my team. That I'm better than him. It's like there's something behind these games other than just big standing trophy.
Eh, I don't know, man. Baseball's not my thing. All these words mean something to me.
It also doesn't help that I use two different sports.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd watch neither.
The journey got me into football.
Please remember to recycle also, speaking of which. Always. Remember to resign. You know what I don't get about baseball? And somebody's explained it to me once, and that was a terrible excuse or reasoning. What I don't get is that, like, why is every stadium also allowed to be different lengths? So a home run could be like this many yards here and this many there. That seems like an absolute nonsense thing. But, oh, we made our well, just make your stadium 2,000 feet long or yards long. Get fucked. No home runs here, bucko. Like, it's really dumb.
I don't know, but at the same time, it definitely affects things.
Yeah.
Because, like, sure. I guess historically, there's reasons because when it started, it wasn't the same length. But now it's like, just, and people are now like, oh, we'll grandfather those stadiums in.
Grandfather is like, nuts. Got him.
I knew you were going to say it.
It doesn't make sense. That's all. It's just, it's stupid. But whatever. Baseball's weird. Why does everyone get to wear such tight like pants?
So many dead zones. Also, the baseball uniforms suck now.
Do they? What's wrong with them?
They're cheap, but also expensive. Like cheap in materials because like they are tearing up. Like you might wear a uniform one game, and that's it. You got to keep getting and like imagine having 182 uniforms.
Yeah. The best,
and I think someone posted on Twitter. Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
the best baseball for entertainment is the AAA league. Vel says, I don't even know what that means.
So Savannah Bananas, they're kind of like a comedy baseball. Like it's very theatrical.
Okay.
Like, imagine pro wrestling theatrics in baseball.
Like the Globetrotters kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I remember one clip. I think it was Savannah Bananas. Where like they like the whole team started doing this dance in unison, even the umpire was dancing with them, and like someone from center outfield came up,
okay,
hopped over the pitcher, like just jumped up over his shoulders, and and pitched the ball to them, mm-hmm. And it looked great. It was hilarious, and it would have worked because like oh he's gonna throw him off the game, except he hit the hitter hit it right up Main Street. Where the sick. Center fielder was at.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah.
That it's guy's like, name it's is Bitchette. Nice. He's a Bitchette.
Yeah, it's awesome, a lot of comedy. Man. So if you want more comedy entertainment in your baseball, AAA League.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to look into that then. So we baseballed. What else we got?
Yeah, we baseballed. I'm tired of baseball right now.
What else we got?
Apex Legends, getting back into that. I went full odds on my pack hunt with my heirloom. Mm-hmm. I don't think you understood any of those words, Kev.
Nope.
So
I think Apex is way too deep like that for me sometimes.
Okay, so just like any battle royale game, there's packs. That packs? Like, huh? Fortnite except Fortnite.
Yeah,
Fortnite doesn't have packs. But everything else seems to have packs.
Yeah. All right. Sure. I believe you.
Mystery boxes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought those died off. I thought we were over that as a society.
We're moving from mystery boxes to season passes right now. Some games have both now.
Gross.
But so when you get a new level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, EU laws in which, as Vel has put it, most got away from it because of the EU laws in which, like, you cannot have packs in your games.
Good, they're dumb and bad, and like they should be illegal.
So now they do season passes.
All right. Well, I don't like both of those things. I got the Battle Pass Fortnite because I just had V-Bucks, but like, unless there's some wild crossover, like I have no desire anymore.
Yeah, I got back into Apex because I'm like, after my Unite era, I'm like, what can I get into now? Like, I used to like Apex, right. But I bring up the packs and everything because you get a pack like every level, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And beforehand, the max level was 500, and at 500, you get heirloom shards. Heirloom shards are like different, like let's say a character has a kunai knife or. The one I just got, he has a guitar that he just carries around like right now. If you don't have your gun out, he's just strumming his guitar.
Right.
And and it took me, I think, 4 years to get heirloom shard. I went full odds. But I know what I could have did.
These words mean
I could have spent $140 so I could get a cosmetic. Too late, Kev. I did it twice already. Don't. And I hated myself for it.
You should. You know, I'm not even gonna. You should. Straight up.
Yeah, I should have.
As somebody who got the season 3 pass of Fight Forever and 2.
But Kev.
And 1.
But Kev.
Yes.
I now have 3 heirlooms.
Cool.
Actually, 4 heirlooms because I got my full odds pack. So now I just have to wait another 4 years to get another set of heirlooms. Sure. Or spend another $120 or something.
You're socially banned from Apex.
I am so close. I uninstalled Apex for a long time, and I think I might uninstall. But hey, I won a ranked game last night.
We're shunning you from Apex.
Good. No, I won't be shunned from
what?
Stardew Valley.
Yeah, I want Tina to play this because I think she would like it.
But... very calm and relaxing game if you play with anyone but me.
How is Stardew anything but relaxing?
Because I like to min-max my Stardew playthrough.
What are you min-maxing in Stardew? I don't know enough.
Because you have the community bundle that you can complete. And like I have a plan, I have it all set up. I have these are the highest crops that are going to give me the most money. And I'm going to plant these and I have to hit this level in the mines at this exact time so I can go to the desert and then I can go to my skull caverns and then I'm gonna get the loot out of the skull caverns so that I can get the community bonus so I can go to Ginger Island and
okay, I guess I just thought you farmed and had a good time.
If you play it correctly, yes. If you play like me, who's like, I need to win.
You're not supposed to win Stardew.
Everyone's like, you can't win at Stardew. I'm like, that's what quitters sound like. That's what losers sound like. I'm going to win at Stardew.
I guess.
But you can't win. I'm like, oh, you haven't tried hard enough. I'm winning.
I thought the game goes on forever and you just have a good time, man.
Yeah, but the main objective is to get the community bundle done, which means collect different crops, fish, stuff in the mines, everything. And if I can do it faster than anyone else, I'm a winner.
Listen, whatever makes your little heart happy, I guess. I'm gonna play an elimination chamber match instead.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably a lot less stressful. And 1.6 just came out. And I've got to say, props to Concerned Abe. Because he made this game almost by himself. The first game initially by himself. It wasn't until like later where he had to get multiplayer in that he got other people to help. And right. 1.6, he had like modders who have modded this game to Kingdom Coming Back. To not only telling them like, hey, here's when the patches are coming so you can get your mods ready. But also Concerned Ape and Flash Shifter, who makes the biggest mod for Stardew Valley called Stardew Valley Expanded.
Right.
He worked on 1.6 update.
What does it do? The
Expanded?
Yeah.
Adds new items, adds new townspeople, changes the landscape and the layout of the town.
Okay. Keeps it busy.
Yeah, it's it's for lack of a better term, it's expansion.
Yeah, well, as long as people are getting some out of it, then.
And it's free, which is even better.
Yeah, good free.
And I'm personally a fan of Richside Village, which is another expansion. It's talked about less, but I would say it's just as good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing whenever a 1.6 or any of the main game is updated. It's just waiting for your mods to be updated. And guess how many mods I have on Stardew Valley?
6.
Higher. You are dangerously low.
9.
Still low.
How many mods can be in this? You know what? 300.
123.
No. And they all are useful, I assume? Or are they just like...
all are useful.
I can now grow mushrooms like from Mario.
I can get a tractor. That's one.
What
I, yeah,
you grow a tractor, or you just get one.
I can buy a track with all the, like, they have different things that you can gradients, or you can use like a mod that like you just hit a button and you can just get anything you want, any item you want. I got Chess EX, which allows me to just like, if I'm, it's having so when I play the game, y'all play the game how y'all want it, it's having a good time, but I play the game how I want it.
I get called for cheating the second I do anything in a game. Like, I have been stuck for 3 hours, and John's the first person to come and be like, Kev's cheating. I'm like, I've been here for 3 hours. I did my time.
I served my time, okay?
I did it.
Y'all gonna be playing in Pelican Bay when I'm done with y'all. But yeah, I'm cheating the whole way, because like I don't have time for this.
Yeah, that's what, like, it is. I don't got time for this, man.
Like, if, here's my favorite mod. If I forget my chest, something in my chest, I can just hit a button, access that chest, put the items in, and keep going. I don't have to go back and exit the mines and do all that. No.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're having fun with it. Cheat to win.
Yeah. Cheat to win. Win to cheat.
Yeah, brother.
Things I can't cheat at, however, is Street Fighter 6.
You can cheat at that. You just spam the same button over and over and over.
That's called your opponent not knowing how to counter.
How to counter easy moves. Beta. Exactly. Nerd. Idiot. Dumbass. Yeah. Loser. L. What are we looking
at? How have you been liking Street Fighter 6? Because I know you got it.
I enjoy it. I've been doing arcade mode, and then my main goal is play arcade mode with everybody. Why did I get off the Street Fighter 6 gameplay? I got dumb brain. My meds didn't kick in yet.
I've been playing a lot of Rashid.
What is this Chun-Li mod? What was that?
I have so many mods that every time, if I ever wanted to go live again with Street Fighter 6, I have to check my mods. You can. They don't ban mods like this.
Is YouTube going to ban mods?
No.
It's already on there, I guess. I do arcade mode, and I just kind of let it search for matches as I'm playing. And that's kind of just how I mess around with it kind of thing. I did my arcade mode with everybody. I'm not going to be an Evo pro, but I do get a little sense of that dopamine when I win a match randomly. So that's all I need. Like, I'm not going to be an Evo pro, man. I got to go to real grappling practice for that.
Yeah. I realize I'm not going to be an Evo pro, but at the same time, I want to, like, I do find the love, the challenge of getting out of each rank and trying to learn. It's just, at the same time, I don't want to learn combos. I don't want to, learn techs. Like, if you hit this button at this exact time and you get this frame, like, I don't want to learn frames.
That's where I draw the line. Like, dude, I just want to see the guy's life on the other end. I just want it to go down to zero, and then I win. Like, I don't want to know these frame perfect things. Like, I just don't, I don't have time. There's so many other games to play.
Exactly. I'm getting so used to learning. I'm getting used to learning combos, but I think I draw the line at learning frames. I'm like, I don't.
No,
even that, I can't even say that, because like, I'm learning how, like, not so much frames, but also frames in the sense that I'll see, like, okay, I have an opening now that I can use.
Right.
But that's as far as I go. I'm not learning like each move's frame and like, oh, if he does this to this and that, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. The max I'm going is, okay, I have an opening. Let me use that.
Yes. And by the way, my copy of Street Fighter 6 was provided by Ziggy, the damn saint that he is.
You jerk. Gotta be what it be, when it do what it do.
Jerk. Yeah, no, I enjoy the game a lot.
So who have you made? Because I know you were just going random. Me, I've been playing Rashid, Yuri, and Ed now.
Me and Ken have been together since the beginning. Like this. Scissor.
Are you living a hobo life? Okay.
I feel judged, but yes. And that's fine with me.
I mean, Ken's one of the best characters in the game, so.
Yeah, he's handsome. Obviously.
Not for that, but okay.
I said what I said. He doesn't have a dumb flat top like Guile. Wasn't played by a French guy as an American in the movie. He did it right. I think. I don't know. I don't remember that
movie. I didn't watch the movie.
You should.
I didn't know there was a movie.
Oh, you've never watched Street Fighter the movie, the game? Wait, no. Street Fighter the movie, which had a game based off of it, which is called Street Fighter the movie, the game.
That sounds confusing.
Oh, it was... John, play the game.
This sounds... Oh, perfect KO, but anyway.
Have you ever... Wait, you've never seen Street Fighter the movie, the game?
Oh, I'm... Can't...
Oh, boy, I know. There's you don't play old things.
Yeah.
The movie gameplay. Dude. You remember Mortal Kombat?
Vaguely.
Dude, what if they were like, yo, Street Fighter should be like that? And by that I mean these gross, like, visual graphics from the movie and, like, the gameplay looks like this.
This looks...
Like the worst thing ever? You're right.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is this? Also, you know, sometimes I think, you know, what if we went back to using live action people?
Nope. I'm upset. Thanks, though.
Because we keep trying to go realistic. And I'm like, you can't get more realistic than live action.
Okay, well, I see your point. They tried that already, and this was the result. So, no. Like,
but, Kev, this was 30 years ago.
When did Street Fighter the movie, the game, come out? I don't know. 3 years ago. See, that's what this YouTube video says. I don't know. Let's not do that again. This was clearly HD.
You're
not
wrong, though.
No.
Vela's right. Vela's always right.
Yes. Well, the last thing I think on your list is Triangle Strategy. And I would 1995. Love to hear
your... So I gross. Wasn't even a twinkle in my father's eye when this thing came out.
Gross. I didn't like that. I'm old now. I hate it. All right. We got your last thing on your list here, which we do.
Oh, yeah.
Have.
Triangle Strategy.
Let another me know game how I you modded. Feel about it.
I like it. I liked it when I first played it on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's and a then. Fun game. I'm trying to think because I do mod it, so I don't have the best experience with it, as you probably are going to. Well, you have to do everything slow.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Okay,
even better. I got words about this.
I like that it's... Because it does give Octopath Traveler vibes, and I loved Octopath Traveler, but it's more choices matter in this game. Like, because you do have the three decisions you can make. You could be, if I look this up, do I fill for time?
I can say things. I don't know what I'm going to say about it, because I can tell you I was
bored. Yeah, you have choices. You got morality. You have...
Mm-hmm.
I hate you, Reddit. I hate you so much. Convictions, yeah. Representation, all that stuff. You get the point. You have decisions you can make. And I kind of like, I always loved when you could play different routes because you can go back and change things.
Right.
I'm still very early on in this game. I made it maybe chapter 5.
Uh-huh.
So it's just hitting off.
Right.
But I feel like I'm remembering things. I kind of, and I know people are going to give me flack. Final Fantasy 15, 16, mm-hmm. 16. It has, when you're in a cutscene, you can hit the touchpad and it will give you like, who is this person? Where's this city? Who are these people involved? Because I think this is the best thing that any game could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, if they're just saying random names, random places that I don't know, I just hit that touchpad. I'm like, oh, okay, I know this now. Like, it's a refresher that I don't have to look up.
Yeah, that is actually useful.
It's one of the few good things Final Fantasy 16 did. Yeah. But I hope they keep.
Well,
because, like, that's a problem with Triangle Strategy. I'm like, who are these people? What is this thing? What's going on?
Did you zone out in the 2-hour cutscene? Is that your problem? Is that why you forget? Mm-hmm.
Tried my hardest to pay attention to the 2-hour cutscene, and yeah, I still don't know.
I did too, and that's why I stopped playing it, because I was fucking bored. Like,
because like
the
they tell you something
so cool.
I love the gameplay.
Just I don't want to do
but
it.
But it's like you can't just say something one time and then never bring it up again. Like, and like as I play the game more, I guess I hope you play the game more, so they'll keep bringing it up and giving more details about it. I'm like, no,
I will not.
No,
thank you. I don't have time. I just, like, I want to do the gameplay.
I'm in chapter 5, and I'm just now starting to remember all these people, all these places.
Yeah, I just can't. Man, there's just too many things to play. Like, and with such limited time, I want to play a game instead of watch a goddamn 2-hour cutscene. Like, it took so long between battles, and I just stopped caring about who people were or what was going on. I put it down. Like,
yeah.
It makes me sad. None of these 2D HD games have really hit. Like, I liked Octopath Traveler, but I got my issues with that because the story was just like, nobody, like, all these people are traveling together, but nobody acknowledges each other.
And yeah, then, like, I remember 1UP, Warp Zone, they did a video about that.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because it's like, hey, I have this potion here that could cure this person's disease. I'm an apothecary. I can probably cure this. And then it's like, no.
Absolutely you fucking promise not.
To travel with everyone else and never get involved in anyone else's business, okay?
Yeah.
You made a vow.
It's so dumb.
I hate this so much. And I know, like, people are like, oh, that's not how it actually happened. It pretty much happened that way. We just didn't see them make this vow. Because what's the point? Why do we not have interaction until after the cutscenes? Like, because that's something the Octopath Traveler does. And it's like, okay, the cutscene's over. Now we can discuss. I'm like, why did no one help you during the cutscene?
I don't know, but I absolutely fucking hate it. Like,
but I do love the names.
The names are cool, but like, I don't know. There just is not enough holding me here.
If you go in a full circle in Octopath Traveler 1, the first letter of each person's name spells out Octopath.
You're right. Game's fucking redeemed for that one feature alone. Never mind. Ophelia, I take it all back.
Primrose.
Also, I don't know the rest of these people's names. Is the only one I cared about in that game.
I cared about the person whose name I don't remember right now.
Cool. You must have cared a lot.
It was the apothecary that I don't remember because I haven't played Octopath Traveler in like 3 years.
Yeah, I only cared about Primrose. That's genuinely dumb. It is, Vel. And honestly, I really wish Square would stop making these cool games with, like, working title names. Like, the game was originally called Project Triangle.
Project.
And they said, yeah, they were like, wait, what if we drop Project?
I love it.
I love it. Project Octopath Traveler. That's it, guys. We did it. We made the
name. I mean, when you have a name that's so great, Kev, why would you change it?
Project Alpha Academy. Just drop the project. It's no longer a project anymore. We did it.
I think the best name that they have come up with.
Damn. Project.
Project. Various Lives.
Project. Butthopath Traveler. Nice.
Nice. Various Lives. That will always be peak. Because that is the worst name I have ever heard for a game.
What is it? Various Lives?
Yeah.
That's just a Mario game. I got various lives before I die. That's all it is. But, so, I hope to see you get going on it. Now, we did talk about mini games. And I do have to get ready for practice. And so, there wasn't a whole lot of news I cared about.
Various day life.
That's even worse. Let's just go over quick things. I got practice. There's the PlayStation Plus games coming out. Do you care about any of them? We got Oddballers. Crew 2.
That's it.
Construction Simulator. I do that every day. I'm good.
I'm about to say, Kev, I don't think you want
to... I don't. Because you want to know one thing? They have Electrician Simulator. And people are like, oh, Kev, stream this. Absolutely fucking not. Because you want to know what I learned about electricians? Everyone thinks that they could do a better job at it. It's the king trait of people motherfucking you behind your back. Like, that pipe run looks like shit. I could have done that better. Well, too bad. You didn't. So fuck you. I don't want to do that on stream. I already had a week. Oddballers looks fun. Animal World, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
I'm a racing guy. So, the Crew 2, that's it.
Dave the Diver, that game that people think is an indie game, but it isn't. And that's
it. But they tricked you. And somehow won that indie game of the year, I think.
Bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit, Dead Space 2 remake. Reportedly canceled.
And it was reportedly canceled. It'd be cool to see. Ziggy, play Rocket Racing if you like driving games. Play Rocket League. Counterpoint. Play Rocket League.
Well, I tried Rocket League. I did not like it.
Ah, heck. So we do have Rocket League is stupid and smells valid. There was supposed to be a Dead Space 2 remake, but apparently the first remake didn't sell to
their... I didn't
know
it existed.
The first one?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a remake.
Man, you've been living under a rock. They remade the first Dead Space. It didn't sell that well, according to EA, but as we know, big corporations are like, it didn't sell 8 billion copies, why not? So, apparently the second one's been canceled, but... EA has also said that there was no validity to the story. Let's see, probably that the motives have been on other projects. So I'm not sure if it's like there was never a remake or if the remake is still being made. Oh, never considered Dead Space 2 remake.
Okay.
Came out around the same time as Resident Evil 4 remake. Most people chose to buy that instead. That and Callisto Protocol is coming out around the same time, which I can only imagine EA was like, well, we're going to spite the shit out of you. And then Callisto, I think people were a little upset with or disappointed in. So I wouldn't mind a Dead Space 2 remake. That'd be cool to see. I liked 1 bet more than 2, personally. But
and then I never played 1.
You should. You should
definitely. I don't like horror games. I don't like spooky games. The closest I've ever gotten to a horror game is Resident Evil 6 because I like Jake and Sherry.
That Resident Evil 6 is not a horror game. That was a.
That's why I played it.
Yeah, but here's
why I played it.
I like horror games that don't feel the legal obligation to be dumb puzzle games. Just be a scary game. I don't need to do dumb puzzle stuff.
I like being scared.
From what I remember, Dead Space 2 and 3 were not received well anyway. 2 and 1 are 3, no. 2 and 1, people love Dead Space 2 and 1 overall, but Dead Space 3 sucks. I played it with
an EA thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Dead Space, like, Mass Effect.
Yeah, they're not good at it. Maybe that's why Valve calls it a day. So Dead Space, yeah. Like, we can just see here on Metacritic real quick. The remake on 89, Dead Space 2, 90.
I really shouldn't worry
Dead about Space so on... Less. On iOS, 2011, I played that, 88. The first one, 89. But then Dead Space 3, this is way too high, 78. Absolutely not. Dead Space Extraction, it was fine. It would probably be more fun on the Wii, actually. But I played on the PS3 with, like, not a light gun. Hated it. What does Extraction have? An 82, yeah.
Can you even still get Extraction?
I don't know. I mean, you can get on the Wii.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's kind of lost to that platform.
Actually, you know what? Let's see. Dead Space. I don't know. Extraction. It came out on PlayStation 3 and Wii, so probably not. Because the PlayStation 3 store is kind of a mess.
I wish there was someone who could preserve games.
If only piracy was a thing. If only. Yeah, I don't know. I played it for a bit, but I didn't have a light gun, so it was a horrible mess to play. But you should absolutely play Dead Space. What nice, John. God, I preserved these nuts. So, let's see. Quick
news. Speaking of preserving things.
What are we preserving?
I was trying to segue you this whole entire time. I'm gonna Xbox President Sarah Bond.
Oh, that one. I'm going to hold that news story. Yeah, so Microsoft, which, blessed be, like Game Pass and everything, Sarah Bond. They're kind of focusing on next gen, and they did this whole thing of the backwards compatibility, which I think that term's used loosely. They're bringing up a whole team now to just kind of make sure they future-proof the digital Xbox game libraries. And without going into it too much, because it's a lot of PR nonsense, I'm just happy one of the manufacturers gave a shit. Basically, because like when the PS4 came out, Sony pretended everything before that did not exist anymore.
What are you talking about? There's nothing before, nothing after.
That's why the PlayStation 4 is the first console they've ever made.
Exactly. The
first one. Yeah, it's such a pain to go back, but I'm just very happy one manufacturer is doing that. They did shut down the backwards compatibility thing a while ago. And then I guess they're going to be bringing it back up because it seems like they're getting ready for next gen. I know people think Xbox won't be making boxes anymore, but they will. So that's cool. I don't know how you feel about it. You don't even care about old games, though.
Not really. Honestly, I played the game once. I never played that again. My favorite game of all time, Battle Chef Brigade and Sly Cooper 2. I don't play those games. Like, I had the experience. I had the one time. I still remember Sly Cooper 2 because it was the first game I beat. And it was something that, like, I tried to get my brother to beat it for me, and, like, he couldn't even do it.
No. How can it be your favorite games if you don't want to even, like, look at them again?
Because I remember the memories. I remember the times. I don't think
See,
I'll ever play Persona 5 again, but I'll always consider that more
you
of my
did
favorite
it
games.
three times! What are you talking about?
There's always a fourth.
This doesn't even make sense in your own life. You're like, I played it once. I had my time. You played five, you played Royal, and then you were like, I'm gonna learn Japanese to play it again.
That's because they keep coming out with new editions. Notice that I didn't play the same edition over and over again.
What kind of bullshit legal loophole attorney answer is that?
You're really gonna talk to the paralegal about having
You
bullshit
got
attorney loopholes?
me there. Fuck, never mind.
Persona 5, English, America Edition. Persona 5 Royale,
Your Honor,
Japanese. Persona 5
this one
Royale,
adds a new
US Edition.
waifu. A different game.
I'm still upset about that, but I don't want to spoil Persona 5 Royale for people.
They have their time.
Okay, so I'll spoil Persona 5 Royale. Warning for Persona 5 Royale.
Go ahead.
If you can see my hand, if you're watching the podcast version, this is how
Yeah.
long I'm going to talk about the spoilers. I am so fucking upset that in Persona 5 Royale, the new girl Kasumi, like, you don't even get to spend that much time with her. Like, you get, like, maybe a cutscene here and there throughout the entire year. And then this third semester, which they hyped up this entire fucking time, that's when you get to spend time with her. That's when you get to finally have your rank 10 with her and finally do it. And you know what? You don't even get to spend that much time because third semester isn't as that long. And like this
Yeah.
whole time, I'm like, really? This is what I spent my entire thing? Like, I might as well have dated Haru, which is another person in the original game. People were like, why? She comes in too late. Like, the whole team is set up. We have a dynamic here. Haru just comes in and it's like, who are you, rich girl? You
Yeah.
Daryl Hall and Oates or whatever the fuck that band was.
Well, all right then. You really gave him the
But yeah,
business.
I am what?
You gave him the business.
Yeah. So yeah, Kasumi, I loved her. She's pretty. But at the same time, you don't spend that much time with her. By the time the game is over, guess what? If you do 100% complete run, she goes off to nationals or whatever, and you go back home, and it's applied. You don't ever talk again. So yeah, I'm done. Persona 5 rant over.
I can't wait till your fourth playthrough when they release the game in German and you'll just
They
have a
are
great time.
releasing a mobile game, Persona 5,
Stop.
where it's a new character,
Don't.
and it's gonna be Chinese beta right now.
You're. Ziggy, I love you, but your argument can't be said like, ah, just play game once, that's over when you're done at three. It doesn't make
But
sense.
Kev, this is different. Kev, this is actually different.
You already put your
Because
hand down. The spoilers are over.
okay, actually it's not, I can't even spoil it because the game hasn't come out yet. But
That's true. Good
here's the
point.
difference, Kev. These are all new characters that like it's just the set same setting. Like this is like a side story, like what happened here? And here like you see this new group of characters. So it's not even the same game, okay? But it's just the same game. We have an owl as instead of a cat.
I'm lost in your logic. This one's quick. You know how that Prince of Persia Metroidvania came out? That I want to play Lost Crown or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It that one's good. Well, apparently, there's a new Prince of Persia game coming out already. The Rogue Prince of Persia, which I thought was a way people described it and did not realize that's the name.
Prince
It is the
Persia, Assassin's Creed 0.5.
Well, so if you like roguelikes, like I don't know, Dead Cells, it's literally the Dead Cells guys making a Prince of Persia game.
Oh,
Which
sweet.
that looks sick to me, and here's a quick little trailer. Listen, Dead Cells and RoboQuest, favorite roguelikes of all time. I fucking love Dead Cells. I think it's one of the best games ever made, not just even a roguelike. But like even the character's got like the purple pinkish skin, like the Dead Cells like character. This
I
looks
love the
awesome.
art.
Yeah, this looks sick. I don't think this would be like the gameplay art, but
I know, but
it looks
I
so
can help.
fucking cool, man. Oh wait, is it? Oh, it is. yo, this looks awesome already.
I'm a waifu expert. What do you expect? Squid Killer saying that was the weebiest weebo excuse to play in a game I've ever heard.
Listen, I think Persona 5 is your favorite game of all time. I hate to break the news to you, but I don't think it's Sly.
No, it has to be Sly Cooper 2.
You didn't even play those more than once. It doesn't make sense.
You might be right, though, because Sly Cooper 4 really upset me. The ending to Sly Cooper 4 really pissed me off.
The me playing Sly Cooper 2 made me upset because apparently Sony's like, oh, you can only play this through our streaming service, which was made with two potatoes duct taped together and a AA battery.
It was a different time. This is an indie
company.
I did
that last year. Fucking terrible. God damn it, Sony.
They're just a small company. Sony can't do everything.
Small independent Sony. I think that I'm going to save the rest of the news for next time because I do got to get the practice.
And Aaron is probably a better co-host.
Now, Aaron smells weird, and he probably kisses girls. Gross. Girls are gross. JD from the Relief Retrocast and Clip Bismo, thank you for your patronage. Ziggy, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on every platform as Ziggy Gamma. You can find me on TikTok. I have a lot of comedy videos on there. You can find me on Instagram. I don't post that much on Instagram, but we'll see in the future. You can find me on Twitter, on X.
No, it's Twitter. Don't be this person.
You can find me on X. I post all my hot takes.
We don't do that around here. I used to remember pro wrestling. X is a cop. I'm just saying it.
It's all narcs.
They're narcs.
I am a narc.
How dare you?
Right. I'm trying YouTube. You can find me there if I ever make another YouTube video again.
One day, maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. Today, probably no more streams. I doubt it. I got things to do today. Tomorrow, maybe Fortnite. We're telling some people. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Maybe Party Animals. We'll see how life goes. Maybe I do none of that, and I end up just playing like WWE and RoboQuest for 6 hours. I don't fucking know. My life is random. My weekend plans, they don't.
Your wife.
What? Maybe I see her. I don't know. She's pretty. Maybe I'll kiss her face. Maybe.
This is your payback for what she said.
I'm still mad about it. Don't worry. I've done what a true man does, and they bottle that emotion deep down inside. When it's ready to explode and cause irreversible damage, it will come out.
And then you just have that. Yeah, just always have to have that constant, like, on the couch. That's the most emotion you ever get out. The sigh.
Absolutely. And a deep grumbled thing, and I'll bring this up when it's important. Maybe. But time to get out of here. Goodbye, everybody.